Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 29th of January 2025. Today's topic is Worship Rather Than Weep. Our text today is taken from Job chapter 1 verses 13 through 22. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Verse 14. And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep, and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out three bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And, behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose, and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 22. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Our memory verse today is taken from Job chapter 1 verse 20. Then Job arose, and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped. One perplexing question that had troubled and still troubles the minds of sincere seekers is why do bad things happen to good people? The reality of unexplained disaster and suffering has continued to confound many, especially unbelieving youths or immature Christian youths. God is great, good, and able to avert all calamities that sometimes befall good people, but for some reasons which we may not understand as humans, He allows them to happen. Job was just, wise, humble, and charitable, serving the Lord in truth and in spirit. The character of Job made God to be proud of him before the devil, who concluded he was only committed to God because of God's protection over him. Thus, God permitted Satan to afflict Job to prove a point about Job's integrity and loyalty, leading to his losing everything dear to him, his wealth, children, and health. He did not lose his faith and integrity, but worshipped God and submitted to his sovereignty. He is a worthy example for you to emulate in times of trials and persecutions, as you wait on God for His intervention. Quote for the day. He is a worthy example for you. The challenge for today is Disasters strike even good people. Prayer. Lord, help me to trust you even when I don't understand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.